Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker wins re-election. By Sean Moran on November 8, 2022. Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker won re-election on Tuesday, according to projections. Pritzker won the governor race while his Republican competitor, Darren Bailey, has tried to make the race an indictment on Governor Pritzker's policies. The governor has been criticized for his soft-on-crime policies as Chicago has experienced historic levels of crime. Pritzker has led the race, but Bailey started to close the gap on Pritzker. An October 26 Emerson College poll found that 41% of Illinois voters prefer Bailey, while Pritzker has 50% support. Bailey has criticized Illinois Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today Act, SAFETY, which will end cash bail in Illinois and limit police officers' ability to use force against suspects. The SAFETY Act will reportedly free thousands of suspects accused of murder, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, and other violent crimes. Bailey has promised he would repeal the SAFETY Act, which would come into effect in January. The same so-called reform package makes it harder to charge murder accomplices and allows for anonymous and unsworn complaints to be filed against law enforcement officers, he said. Criticism of the SAFETY Act does not merely come from Republicans. Illinois prosecutors who are members of the Democrat Party have slammed Illinois' latest criminal justice reform bill. Fox News reported. A Democratic prosecutor in the Chicago area is sounding the alarm over a criminal justice reform law that will tie the hands of prosecutors and destroy the criminal justice system in Illinois. I never, in my 40 years in this profession, ever thought I'd ever see anything close to this. Will County State's Attorney James Glasgow told Fox News Digital in an interview. The intent of this law is to destroy the criminal justice system in Illinois, and I'm not going to let that happen. Glasgow is suing Pritzker and the Illinois Attorney General in hopes of preventing the law from going into effect in January. Follow Breitbart News for more coverage of the 2022 midterm elections. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.